ILoveTheTruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Hurricane Dorian continues to hammer the Carolinas on its slow journey northeast. Parts of low-lying Charleston, South Carolina, already underwater. Hundreds of trees are down. Power is out to thousands. The storm has triggered a number of suspected tornadoes, including several spotted near North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
There's a lot of roof damage. A couple of mobile homes were totaled. Other mobile homes had, you know, siding and stripped off and that kind of thing. And the same is true with the condos. But no one was injured, and several of the residents went to evacuation centers.
Matt Dowling spoke with WPDE. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the state needs to be ready for flooding, power outages, and more.
This won't be a brush by. Whether it comes ashore or not, the eye of the storm will be close enough to cause extensive damage in North Carolina.
Dorian is currently a Cat 2 storm, packing sustained winds of 110 miles an hour. The Trump administration's top Middle East peace envoy will soon be leaving the White House.
President Trump says Jason Greenblatt will be departing soon after serving almost 3 years in his administration. Greenblatt has been leading the effort to devise a peace plan between Israel and the Palestinians. The White House says the plan is complete but will not be released until at least after this month's Israeli elections.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. A U.S. service member is one of a number of people killed in a Taliban suicide car bombing in Kabul this morning. A Romanian service member and 10 civilians also killed. 42 others were injured. China and the U.S. have agreed to hold high-level trade talks here in Washington in early October. That news has sent Wall Street surging at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up nearly 400 points. This is SRN News.
For your Thursday afternoon, partly sunny and breezy. Expect the high 93. Tonight, mostly clear, low 73. Friday should be sunny and hot tomorrow with a high 95. Friday night, mostly clear, low 72. Saturday will start the weekend sunny and hot with a high 96. Sunday, more sunshine and more heat, high 97.
There is no evidence in the Word of God that any of us gets from the cradle to the grave without stumbling. The road is rough and there are ruts and difficult places, but the Bible tells us there's a way to deal with it, and when we do, God will bless us.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, God Meant It for Good, next time on Turning Point.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to SWAT Radio. Brad Sykes here with my good buddy Doug McCary on this Thursday afternoon, post-Dorian, which, man, Doug, we skirted one there, I think.
We did. You know, somebody sent me a picture of a hand in between Florida and Dorian, and the hand was, it was God's hand, and it said, you know, God, and then it showed people praying along. It was just a little meme they sent, and I just thought we really, if it had been just, you know, 30, 40 miles closer to the land, we would have got a lot more damage there, and those poor people down in the Bahamas, in Abaco, and Grand Bahamas, they got pelted. 180 mile an hour winds for 12 hours. Can you imagine 1 hour?
I mean, that's the thing. You know, most of these hurricanes, we've certainly had our fair share of them. You know, they come in with a bang, but they're out fairly quickly. Yeah. I mean, to see, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the storm that hit Houston a couple of years ago that basically camped out over the city. And but in regards to the Bahamas, it's wind and rain. And I mean, as you said, you know, gusts actually up to 220 miles an hour. Yeah. I heard someone say this would have been a you know, what is it, a Category 4 or 5 tornado, or a, whatever the ratings are on tornadoes.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. It looked like a tornado had come through the entire...
Like an F4, F5.
F4, tornado. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You know, my daughter Kate asked a question today. She said, how does hurricanes form? You know, you may be listening out there and you go, you know, that's a good question.
Hey, I'm listening. I mean, come on, tell me.
So here's the thing, and this is just real basic layman's terms. This is not a weather man telling you. This is just Doug McCary from my limited knowledge of flying and understanding the atmosphere. And if you want to call in, if you've got more technical help, you're welcome to. But the bottom line is, warm air rises, right? Mm-hmm. Warm, moist air rises. The ocean is full of moisture, right? So that warm air begins to rise. And as it rises, it's replaced by cooler air on the bottom. And that cooler air then warms and rises. And so that rising warm air creates kind of a vortex upward that, when combined with the tropical flow of the winds, you know, you have jet streams and tropical systems right. that are moving. When all those things come together just right, it creates this upward vortex of power that starts whirling and distributing that moisture and wind in a circle around. And a hurricane can be up to 600 miles in diameter. Now, think about that.
Right.
I mean, 600 miles is as far as from here to Meridian, Mississippi, and further. It's 50 miles.
Right.
It's 550 miles from here to Meridian, Mississippi, which, by the way, we're sorry, WMER, we've been off because of the hurricane. I mean, so you've been listening to reruns, but we're back live today if you're just tuning in, and 1390, 93.1. Glad to have you guys on board. But it's as far... It can be as far as from here to you, and it can be as high as 8 miles high. Now, think about that.
Wow.
8 miles high. That's a long way up into the sky. So those kind of
You're
numbers.
You're saying
from the surface.
Yeah, from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
Can be 8 miles high.
Yeah. Back in 1981, there was a guy named William Gray who was the nation's leading hurricane forecaster. And he published a paper, and he said an average hurricane, an average now, and Dorian was far above average, but mm-hmm. an average hurricane produces a little over half an inch of rain a day within a circular area 800 miles across. Mm-hmm. Now, think about that. Think about the amount of rain. So if you converted that to a volume of rain, I mean, you're talking about you get a 1.3 by 10 to the 16th cubic inches a day. That's enough rain to fill over 22 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. Think about that. So the total energy released in all that through the clouds and all the rain formation, all that is equivalent to 200 times the worldwide electrical generating capacity. You're talking about every electrical generator in the world, every power grid in the world, over 200 times that is generated in one average hurricane. Boy, if that doesn't make you sit back and go, okay, I'm not as big as I think I am. Okay, God, that's one average hurricane, Brad. Yeah. Does that not blow your mind?
It does kind of blow your mind. In fact, I am preparing a lesson for next week. I'm looking at Romans chapter 9, a chapter that a lot of people struggle with. But the reality is we cannot fathom the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's as you look up tonight, maybe you have a clear sky and you look up into the heavens and you're looking, you know that your eye only has the ability to see 9,000 stars at night on a just perfectly clear night. Your eyes only have the ability to see 9,000 stars.
Isn't
but
that
to
crazy?
Think about, there are billions and billions of stars just in our galaxy, which is a very small little, you know, cul-de-sac in the universe.
Yeah.
actually, it's just a small
cul-de-sac.
Well,
sometimes we get so, we forget how small we are.
I know.
And when you have some event like this, here's the thing. I saw this one little quote I thought was great. The weatherman says that a hurricane is coming and everybody panics. The preacher says Jesus is coming and people go, so what?
Yeah.
I mean, stop and think about that, because let me tell you, the hurricane ain't nothing compared to the power of an almighty consuming God.
Yeah.
And when you think about that, I mean, Hurricane Floyd, when it hit, it went through the Bahamas and hit North Carolina, destroyed 19 million trees. Now think about that number for a second. Mm. 19 million. I mean, you think 19,000, 19 million trees. I mean, those numbers, it's like a nuclear bomb, man. I mean, mm-hmm. It is like when it just comes through. And here's the thing about Florida. 40% of all the hurricanes that hit America hit Florida. 40%? That means four no out kidding. Of every 10.
Well.
You know, that's like two out of every five, man. I mean, every one that comes to the states, out of every five, two of them are going to hit the state of Florida. So we were really concerned because that thing was growing so big. And now, just not to minimize what's happening now up for our friends up in Virginia, they're probably not listening. I don't know if they are. They've not quite got the bands yet up in Norfolk. But, you know, don't think that this thing is out of the woods yet. You guys, it's still coming your way up there. Mm-hmm. It's currently right now about 60 miles south of Myrtle Beach. It's still 110 miles an hour, and it's moving north-northeast at 8 miles per hour. So it's headed up that seaboard, that eastern seaboard. And just please don't take this thing for granted. You know, people stayed. There were people that stayed in the Bahamas. I got a text from one of our SWAT brothers that some friends of his stayed down there. They've ridden out hurricanes before, and he goes, they didn't know it was going to be a Cat 5. You know, you never know. You never know what these things are going to do. So those people that were over on the east coast of Florida, I mean, the west coast of Florida, the Panhandle, remember when, was it Michael that came through? I don't remember the name of it.
I've lost touch.
Well, it was last year it hit the Panhandle over there. And I'll tell you, it just didn't seem like it was that strong, but it was strong. So please take this serious. If you're up in Virginia and listening, if you just happen to be tuning in, it is coming up that way. Not sure exactly where it's going to go. Hopefully it's going to push out to sea. Keep those people in your prayers. Keep the people down in the Bahamas in your prayers especially. But this is a powerful storm that completely wrecked the Bahamas. In fact, at the tail part of the program, if you want to help those people down in the Bahamas who have to rebuild and help minister to some of the people down there, we've got a good friend named Jimbo Stockton who has been going down there for years. He'd been taking aid and help to the people down there and some of the poor areas, and he is mobilizing a relief effort, and we've partnered with him. So if you want to help those people, you can just go to SWATradio.com and donate. Just make sure in your comments section, you put Hurricane Dorian. Hurricane Dorian. You can go to SWATradio.com, or you can go to Hislight, HISLIGHT.org, and donate to Hurricane. Just put Hurricane Dorian, and that will go directly to those people. We take no administrative fees out. 100% goes directly to them.
And as you mentioned, Jimbo is going to hopefully join in before we go off the air this afternoon. I've known Jimbo for well over 10 years. His heart for the people in the Bahamas to bring the gospel. I mean, he's a native of Jacksonville, deep roots here in this area. And Jimbo has got a heart of gold, just loves those people. And in fact, I was meeting with a couple of guys this morning, a couple of friends of ours, Shane and Rick, and we were talking about Jimbo and just what he's been doing.
Oh, man, he's been helping those folks down there for a while. God's really burdened his heart, and he's got a great ministry. So he has relationships established.
Already there.
So we are partnering with them. We're going to have him on the latter part of the program. But the next segment and the segment after that, I want to talk about some principles to think biblically when you go through a disaster like this, because questions pop up. I don't know if they do for you, but I had somebody ask me the other day, you know, they got to ask, well, where's God in all this? Or what do we do as believers? So we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, that's great questions. It makes me think, before we go off the air here for a second, I was thinking of Colossians 2 that we were looking at last week. I mean, Colossians 4, 2 through 6. I'll touch it when we come back, but glad you joined us at SWAT Radio. You want to call in 844-777-7928. We'll be right back.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts, and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com.
Face down in the desert now. There's a cage locked around my heart. I found a way to drop the keys when my failures were. Now my hands can't reach that far.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio, Brad and Doug. This what is it, Thursday? I've kind of lost track of time. Monday was a Labor Day. Tuesday, we're gearing up, just glued to the news to figure out where Dorian is going to land after just devastating the Bahamas. And then yesterday, Wednesday, it just was, fortunately, by God's grace, we really, I don't know how about you, Doug, but you live out toward the beach. I live inland a little bit, but we're only talking 12 miles probably. Mm-hmm. We had very little wind.
We did too. We only lost power for like 10 minutes.
Oh, you did lose power?
Just for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad, and it just wasn't bad at all, and it could have been a lot worse. You know, I stayed out there with my family during Irma and regretted it, to be mm-hmm. honest with you, because mm-hmm. for 5 hours our house shook. I mean, our house shook for 5 hours. We had 85-90 mile an hour winds, and it was scary,
yeah.
You know. And the water came up. It didn't come up terrible, but it did come up to the end of the street. And there was a lot of rain, a lot of water, and it could have been a lot worse this time. You know, what's interesting, Brad, is, you know, that going back to that question, we live in a world where we think we're in control a lot of times. And think about this. The National Weather Service has over 2,600 meteorologists and hydrologists that all they do every day is study weather patterns and weather. Mm. I mean, think about 2,600 people, some sharp minds doing this. They have a $5 billion budget, and yet they can't, knowing all the history that we've been able to study, all the models and everything. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the spaghetti models. It was crazy. You see all these different paths. And they can't predict the path of a hurricane because they don't know, because there's one factor that they have no ability to predict, and that's God's hand in moving something or not moving something. Mm-hmm. And it's not, listen, if you're listening, I'm not saying God's intentionally throwing it one city's way and not another, but what I'm saying is, by his grace, we all deserve what comes in that hurricane. So when he moves it away from us, it is like you said, an act of mercy. And, you know, the thing is, our problem isn't that people don't try to predict these things and they're not giving their best effort. You know, I've heard people cussing the weatherman because he says this, you can't predict weather. Nobody knows. They can predict patterns, but they don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, look, go back just 3 or 4 days ago as we were watching this thing head our way. I mean, every model virtually took it across or into the state of Florida. Every model. I don't think there was a single, maybe there was one out of 100 that took it north before it actually made shore in Florida. It never made shore. Never got on our shores.
Well, when you think about, like I heard, I remember like a couple of weeks ago, there was a meteor that passed very close to Earth that nobody even knew about till it appeared, right? And they were like, if it would have hit, it would have been catastrophic, like a nuclear explosion. And you just think about that. You think about the hurricanes. You think about cancer. These are all nothing more than things that demonstrate our limits and our fallenness, and the fact that as fallen beings and limited finite beings, as much as we try to control our environment and our world, we can't control everything. And it shows us our need. And that's one of the things that I want to bring out. You know, I've got these five principles to think biblically when we go through a natural disaster. I'm going to list them, and then I want us to come back and you and I to dialogue a little bit about them. And, you know, the first one is the Father is on his throne and he's sovereign and he reigns over all. I mean, that's the first principle that comes right out of Scripture. And in Psalm 29, Brad, I want to go to Psalm 29 real quick. And I want to read this psalm to you because it speaks to this. You know, Scripture is so good. It's got so much stuff there. And Psalm 29, listen to what it says. It says, the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, and the Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. He breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. And it goes on. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. He sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people, and may the Lord bless his people with peace. Here's the thing. He reigns over even floods and hurricanes, over when disaster strikes. And, you know, Psalm 46 also addresses this. And I love the Psalms because the Psalms really talk a lot about when you go through difficult times. But Psalm 46:10, many of us may know, or Psalm, I will start with 46:1. He's our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. But 10, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. He rules. He's the all-powerful force in the universe. And I think when you see a hurricane, you're reminded of how small you are and how big he is, at least for me.
No question. There was an interesting article. This was back during Florian, I think, that hit the Carolinas?
Yeah.
This was the question, Daddy, where is God during the hurricane? This is a question my five-year-old son asked me yesterday. We were huddled together on the porch with my wife, Lauren, and our two daughters watching the pine trees in our backyard being whipped around by the wind. It's a good question. If God is as good and as powerful as the Bible says he is, then why would he allow a hurricane like Florence to devastate the Carolina coast, where it has taken the lives of at least 7 people already and made thousands of other people homeless? Where is God during the hurricane? You know, I mean, it's a great question. You may be thinking that yourself. Maybe you have kids that are asking those kind of questions.
Well, it's human nature, isn't it, to ask that, why didn't God keep Dorian from doing what he did in the Bahamas? Or, you know, why doesn't he keep my mom or my dad or my son or my daughter from dealing with a cancer? You know, Jim Dennison says, when we face a foe that's stronger than we are, it's wise to trust in a power stronger than it is.
Yes. That's right.
Think about that for a second. And are you trusting in God? You know, I keep going back to that statement that was really a cartoon, but it's so true. When the weatherman says a hurricane's coming, we panic. I wish you could have gone. You know, the church could learn a lot from Lowe's and Home Depot. Hats off to Lowe's and Home Depot. They had generators coming out of their ears. They brought in pallets of generators, water. Those people up there were so helpful in everything. And I watched them, just people coming in and not knowing what they're doing. Should I buy this? And they're so helpful. They stepped up to provide. And it was a great picture of what we should do as believers to step up, because there's people perishing all around us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just got through talking about with Lon, Allison, and Perry about evangelism and reaching. The storm that's coming spiritually for people is much worse than any damage a hurricane could ever do.
Yeah.
And I think we lose sight of that. But don't mistake the fact that God is not sovereign just because a hurricane comes ripping through. He is sovereign. And I think that's one thing we have to remind ourselves, that he is, and he's stronger. Jeremiah says, it is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding stretched out the heavens. When he utters his voice, there's a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he makes the mist rise from the ends of the earth. Jeremiah 10:12. He is God of all this. And, you know, Brad, every day I recite Psalm 19, you know, to myself, just to remind myself that when I look at creation, it is a reminder that the creation itself speaks of God. And when you saw the power of Dorian, oh, my gosh, it's just, that's nothing compared to him.
That's right. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And Doug, I just had this picture of what you were saying about, you know, when the weatherman tells us there's a hurricane out there, we take action.
Mm-hmm.
We take action. And we don't just sit around watching this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We heed what's been reported. You know, we get on the air every afternoon at 3 o'clock, at least on the East Coast. You know, 2 o'clock over in Meridian. You know, we're heeding something that's way more important than a hurricane that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you're taking action. You know, it's, you hate to put it that way, but there's a far greater storm on the horizon. It's far more powerful than a hurricane.
Yeah. And we can't understand it, but you don't have to understand it. My daughters didn't understand how a hurricane was made, but they knew what it could do.
Right.
And that's the thing. You know, we have to move forward with our spiritual life. And we have, the second principle is the world is bent. We're not in Eden and not in heaven yet. So we're in between Eden and heaven right mm-hmm. now. And we live in a sin-soaked, pain-filled world. And, you know, in John 16, Jesus says, in this world, you will have tribulation. We cannot forget. This is not our home. And Brad, when these kind of devastating things happen, we're reminded that this is not our home, that the world is bent. We don't want to stay here forever.
No.
You deal with the like Rick Rigsby said, you know, the second law of thermonuclear dynamics, the world is deteriorating. Everything is deteriorating. Mm-hmm. So this is not our home. But the third principle is God will be faithful to us every step of the way. He is fair, and he is always good. That's hard for us to see in a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
The world is cruel, unfair, and kind. You know, God took the murder of his son, and he made his son our sacrifice. I mean, think about that for a second. You know, when people doubt God's love, you got to go back to that cross, to that place where he said, I love these people so much, I want them to have hope. Even if their mm-hmm. world's crumbling,
right.
they can live with me forever. Yeah. And I think we forget that.
Well, we want our hope to be in that which is tangible.
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes the only tangible hope people have is what this world can provide. And this world isn't designed to satisfy or give us hope.
Well, when we come back, we're going to look at the last two principles. So,
hey, if you want to join in, call us 844-777-7928.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ILove.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Hurricane Dorian continues to hammer the Carolinas on its slow journey northeast. Parts of low-lying Charleston, South Carolina, already underwater. Trees are down, roads are closed, power is out. Storm has triggered a number of suspected tornadoes. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is warning that state's residents to be ready for flooding, power outages, and more. Dorian is currently a Cat 2 storm, packing sustained winds of 110 miles an hour. A U.S. service member is one of a number of people killed in a Taliban suicide bombing in Kabul this morning. A Romanian service member and 10 civilians also killed, 42 other civilians injured. China and the U.S. have agreed to hold high-level talks in early October here in Washington. That news has sent Wall Street surging today. At this hour, the Dow is up about 422 points. This is SRN News.
Seeing some big delays near downtown because of a crash on I-95 southbound beyond 8th Street, blocking the left lane. Also delays because of a broken down vehicle on Bay Meadows Road West at the 295 East Beltway, blocking the right lane there. Mostly clear tonight, expect a low 73. Friday, sunny and hot, high 95.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today, so it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear torn, I will praise you in the storm.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad and Doug here this September 5th, post-Dorian. By the way, Doug, I can't help but think about, we've kind of talked a little bit about this. We're going to press into this the rest of the program. And I want to invite, if you're listening and you want to, you know, share how you weathered the storm, which I love that song, by the way. I will praise you.
That's Casting
in,
Crowns.
In the storm. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that is very, very difficult to do if you don't know who God is.
Yeah.
And
even if you know who he is, it's hard
to do. It is. And I mean, James reminds us to consider it pure joy when we encounter various trials.
Mm.
That is very difficult in the flesh to do.
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit, it's a lot different. You know, is that as we look, this is not our home. Yeah. Our home is in glory. Now, with that said, as I took my headset off a minute ago and just made a little break, I was thinking about how easy it is for for us sometimes to even become, not that we are, but we can sound calloused at times to say, God is sovereign, he's in control, and he is.
Yeah, I'm not talking about a superficial where you just go, we just got to get on.
Yeah, we just dismiss it as God is sovereign.
No,
he is absolutely sovereign, but at the same time, this is an opportunity for us to show compassion. I meant to introduce this at the last break, but I was, because we were discussing evangelism. We've been talking about evangelism for the last couple of weeks, and we've been using the Colossians 4. Verses 2 through 6, which says, Paul is saying, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Again, same idea. Hey, be prayerful, even in the midst of a storm, but be thankful at the same time. Now, that's a great challenge. How are you thankful even in the storm? But verse 3 says, at the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ. I love that, Doug. I love the fact that Paul is praying for an opportunity to speak God's word into the midst of a storm. And I mean, whether it's Hurricane Dorian, maybe it's sickness, maybe it's the loss of a job, maybe it's trouble in a marriage, maybe it's trouble in a family. God's word, God desires his word to be the you know, just woven into the fabric of that storm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Doug, think about it even in your own life. You and I both have battled through some storms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times when I think, how in the world would I have made it apart from the promises of God? And to just lean and press into him. We so desperately want to relieve ourselves of the burden that this world has. The reality, and you brought it up in the last segment, we live in a fallen world. Sin entered the world in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, it's been decay.
Well, we try to make this Eden again. We try
absolutely.
To recreate Eden. But here's the thing.
Guilty, just, by the way.
Yeah, well, me too. But we do. We like Eden. We like,
of course we do.
We like comfort. And we nobody's jumping on the pain train, right? Everybody wants to escape pain. But here's the
thing. I think you got a generator over there, right?
Yeah, we do.
We like air conditioning in Florida.
We like AC. We like comforts. But the thing is, like you said, this is not our home. And just a reminder, we're talking about five principles to think biblically in the midst of a natural disaster or tragedy. First being the Father's on his throne. He's sovereign and he reigns over all. We got Psalm 29 and Psalm 46 are great psalms to go through for that. Second, the world is bent. We live in this sin-soaked, pain-filled world. Like we said, we're not in Eden and we're not in heaven yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in between. It's not our home. We're ambassadors here. The third thing we talked about before we went to break was God will be faithful to us every step of the way. And we don't judge his love by our circumstances. We judge them by a blood-stained cross that he gave over 2,000 years ago for us to be able to enjoy a relationship apart from the guilt and the shame of our sin. And because God is faithful, this is the fourth principle, because he's faithful, we can trust him. You know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And what? He will direct your paths.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, if you are his child, cry out to him when you go through tragedy, when you go through a hard time. You know, I can remember during Irma, I laid on the couch in my home while the house was shaking with a Bible on my chest praying, asking God for wisdom, asking him for direction.
And what was the passage you just said?
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Because here's the thing. Even when we don't understand, you know, he's going to direct us. There's a guy over, and I went after the cyclone hit Burma. You know, it's called Myanmar now, but it was called Burma. Over 200,000 people lost their lives over there, Brad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were 1,000 people a day were dying after the storm hit because of lack of food and supplies and dysentery. And as we're going through that, I was over there. I met a pastor who had 8 people in his congregation from a small village. And the story he told, he said the night before the storm hit, they didn't know the storm was coming, but they could tell bad weather was coming. And they you know, they knew a bad weather was coming, and he prayed about what to do. And he felt led by God to tell the people in his congregation, all 8 of them in this small village in the middle of a very Buddhist Muslim culture over there, to climb up trees. Hmm. So these 8 believers in this small village climbed up palm trees. And for 8 hours, they held on to the top of palm trees as water came up to their feet.
Hmm.
8 hours in 100-mile-an-hour winds, and they survived. And when they came down, they had a story to tell.
And a work to do.
Oh, yeah. Because here's the thing. You know, when everything tangible is taken away, the only thing you have left is your testimony and legacy. And here's this guy saying, I prayed, and I told people to do it, and the 8 believers did it. They followed their shepherd, and they climbed those trees, and those 8 people survived. Now, that doesn't happen every time, but it happened that time, and he is convinced that God gave him the wisdom to do that, and they climbed up those trees. And when that water got up to his feet, and he's holding, can you imagine? Mm-hmm. For all night, they were holding on to the top of these trees in 100-mile-an-hour winds.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
But God sustained him through it, you know, and Lamentations 3:22 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You know, and now it takes us into the fifth step.
Can I interject one other one there?
Go ahead.
I was thinking of Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Of course, everybody knows, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses, by the way, all your understanding,
mm-hmm.
will guard your heart and mind. What are we looking for in the midst of a storm? Peace. I mean, that's what we were praying for. God, just calm the winds.
Yeah, calm the wind, push it out to sea.
Exactly.
You know? But, you know, I think of that brother over in Myanmar. I mean, I was thinking of him when I was going through that deal in, 2 years ago. And when you're going through a crisis, remember that God is Lord of all.
Mm.
He is the Lord of all creation. And it's just not wise to go away from him when you go through a difficult time. You mm-hmm. want to draw near to him.
That's right.
You know, and I think, you know, I think of David. I've been reading through Samuel and reading about David and Saul. Do you know David? You know, here's a guy who was an adulterer. He was a murderer. But you know what? He had this heart for honoring God. And here Saul is trying to kill him. Not once, not twice, multiple times. And twice he could have killed him. He could have taken matters into his own hands. And even his men said, here he is. Let me pin him down to the ground. I'll do it with one swift stroke.
Hmm.
Abishai said that to him, and he said, nope. He said, you know what? We're not going to do that to the Lord's anointed. If the Lord wants me to be on that throne, I'll be on there. And if the Lord wants him to take my life, then let him do that. I trust in the Lord. But I want to show him that he wants to take my life because he thinks I'm a threat. I'm not a threat to him.
Right.
And that was David's motivation, was to show Saul that he trusted in God and he didn't want to hurt him, you know? And so just recapping, the Father's on his throne, he's sovereign. The world is bent. And 3, God will be faithful to us every step of the way. 4, God, because he's faithful, we can trust him. And 5, a natural disaster or crisis is a great kingdom opportunity, just like you were talking about, you know, conducting yourself with wisdom. And when you think about these kingdom opportunities, Brad, there are so many opportunities to serve. One of the SWAT brothers called me before the program today and said, hey, are you doing anything for the Bahamas? And he's wanting to know. He was helping Jimbo, the guy that we're partnering mm-hmm. with, and he said, I just felt prompted to help. I want to do something. So again, we're going to have Jimbo call here in a minute. And if you're listening to this, and it doesn't matter if you're in Mississippi, Nebraska, Virginia, Georgia, Florida, if you would like to help financially, 100% of what you give goes directly to aid these people. There's no administrative fees, and we're partnering with this Jimbo Stockton and the ministry they're doing down there. You can go to SWATradio.com and click on donate.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, we've done that with a couple of storms over the last couple of years. You want to call in too? We'd love to hear from you. 844-777-7928. Go to SWATradio.com. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls. SWAT Radio is underwritten in part by The Guardian Group. You know Brad Sykes as the co-host of SWAT Radio. While Brad is committed to making disciples both on and off the air, his ministry extends into the marketplace as a licensed real estate agent with Keller Williams Southside. Brad and his wife Vicki are real estate agents in Northeast Florida and are the founding partners of The Guardian Group. They help people buy, sell, and invest in real estate. The Guardian Group, with offices near Butler and Southside Boulevards, 904-580-7255. And online at guardiangroupjax.com. The Guardian Group, happy to bring you SWAT Radio on the Truth.
SWAT Radio is brought to you in part by Ace Door and Window Service, Inc. Ace Door and Window Service, Inc. is a full-service sales door and window installation company. Both of the owners are licensed contractors and are involved in the daily operations of the company. All of their trucks are company-owned and fully equipped. Their mission is to provide Jacksonville and the surrounding area with door and window replacement services. To learn more, call 904-701-3667. That's 904-701-DOOR. Or online at www.acedoor.com.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh, right now I just can't. It's easy to say when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now?
Welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad and Doug here this Thursday afternoon, September 5th. We've been really talking about Hurricane Dorian, which is making its way up the East Coast. And prayers go out to those in South Carolina, North Carolina, our friends up in Virginia. It's headed that direction. We're praying that God would steer it out into the ocean and let it just dissolve. But, Doug, I want to recap kind of what we've been hitting on, and our buddy Jimbo's on the line also. But I want to just, before we bring Jimbo in, let me just remind our listeners of the five things you just mentioned. Correct me if I get them wrong here. Number one, God is on his throne.
Mm-hmm.
He is sovereign, and he rules over all. Mm-hmm. Now, that's easy to say, but does our life reflect that?
Mm-hmm.
Does my heart reflect that? Or am I anxious right now?
Mm-hmm.
And you may be. Number two, the world is bent. We need a reminder of that regularly. And of course, you don't have to look very far if you're struggling in your own flesh, it's a reminder that sin got introduced into the garden, you know, years and years and thousands of years ago, and we are in that world that's bent. But this is not our home.
No.
You know, but we are ambassadors for Christ. We're here for a purpose. Sometimes it's in the storms where we see our purpose also. Number three, God will be faithful every step of the way. We don't judge God by our circumstances, but by the sacrifice that was made on behalf of his children.
Yeah.
And that's the cross. Number four, we must trust him, or we can trust him. He can be trusted. And then finally, the fifth one, a crisis is a kingdom opportunity. I mentioned Colossians 4, verse 2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word. It's one of the things I think about Jimbo, who's joining us probably from out at the beach, who has this ministry in the Bahamas, is that it's not just meeting a physical need, but it's meeting a spiritual need through the gifts that God has given us.
Well, I'm going to tell you real quick about Jimbo. When I moved to town, I met Jimbo through Men at the Cross when I moved here, I think. And he has been a guy who didn't know me and my wife and my kids from Adam, and just kind of really was so generous to us and helped us and just helped provide some things that just helped make our transition good here, not knowing us or anything, and just was always giving. As long as I've known him, he's had a heart to give. I didn't know his backstory till later, and he shared it, and we talked about it, and he has had this ministry out at the beach for a long time, and this ministry called Adventures in God's Creation, and we're going to have him back on where we can have a whole hour to talk about his backstory and how God brought him from that to where he's at.
Why did we not have Jimbo on before now?
Yeah, I know. We should have had him on a long time ago. But we want to focus on the Bahamas and his ministry down there and how folks can help. So, Jimbo, welcome to SWAT Radio. Brother, how are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, listen, you have been doing ministry down in the Bahamas for quite a while. And can you tell us from what you know right now, for what we see, it's devastated. But can you give us a little more specifics on what's going on down there from what you've heard from your sources and how we're going to help those people down there?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have been doing a lot of hurricane relief flights for many years now, and I'm heartbroken on all of them, but this one's really impacted me, and the devastation that I'm seeing is beyond. And I've camped in Cat 5 debris fields and after, but this is really at home, and just really concerned for some people that I spoke to just, you know, hours before the storm hit and have not heard back from. And, you know, the Marsh Harbor Airport is currently still underwater. They do two airports on the same island have opened up, one Treasure Cay to the north and one Sandy Point to the south. And flights are starting to come in. And so we're just trying to mobilize, be a cheerleader for pilots and other volunteers that just want to make a difference. You know, what we do here is we get the supplies directly to the people most impacted, and it's going to be widespread this time. But we're really focused on God's lease of these. A ministry that we've been doing down there for a long time, kind of at a Haitian refugee village called the Mud, and I'm concerned there's not much left of that village. It was really hammered. But I believe that God is going to turn this to good, and there's going to be a massive rebuilding process. We're in the process of filling up U-Hauls and have staging areas all around town right now, and more growing and collection areas. And then we're going to be, taking these supplies to down to St. Augustine Airport, in addition to Fort Pierce and Stewart. Fort Lauderdale, and getting it into the hands of people that can, into our pilots' hands and getting it over there. So we're just is active. You know, our focus right now is really on the emergency, you know, crisis supplies. It's limited just to get them through the next week or two. You know, water is a main thing. Food. There's a lot of mosquitoes. It's hot and muggy and dirty down there right now. So we're trying to get the things to help them camp for the next few days until the ships can come in.
Yeah, a lot of people focus on the storm itself, but what happens, especially in places like this after the storm, you have to worry about literally dysentery, starvation, and lack of water, dehydration, heat exhaustion, all kinds of things that come in after this. And so if you want to help, there's two ways. If you're here in the Jacksonville area, Jimbo, you're having a meeting tonight at the Seawalk Hotel. I want to give that address a couple of times. It's 115 First Avenue, North Jacksonville Beach, the Seawalk Hotel. That's 115 First Avenue, North Jacksonville Beach. If you are a pastor, leader, or if you just want to come and be a volunteer to help, they're looking for volunteers to mobilize support to help Adventures in God's Creation and Island Crisis Flyers to go take help down there. So if you're free and able to do that, please come by that meeting. It's at 6 o'clock tonight, right, Jimbo?
Absolutely. And we're just fueled by the love of Jesus, and we're going to go over there and show them some love and give them not only their physical food, but spiritual food also.
Amen.
Yeah. So, and if you want to donate, any amount that you donate, listen, no amount's too small. You can go to SWATradio.com and just click on the donate link. Or you can go to adventuresingodscreation.org as well. You can go to, that's adventures, plural, in God's creation.org, and you can click on that. But you can also click on SWATradio.com. I'm going to pass that right through to Jimbo and what they're doing. We're going to partner with them. $1, $100, $1,000, $10,000, $100,000. It doesn't matter. Whatever God puts on your heart. Jimbo, can you tell people, if they're listening, how that money will be used so they know what you're going to do with that money?
Yeah, I mean, initially it's going to be used just for gas. I mean, all the pilots and planes are just volunteering their time, planes and talents, and so they're going to be flying over there. So to be able to help with some of the gas money. When there's there on the south end of the island, there may be some areas that we can actually buy some supplies and get them to people. So, you know, while we do need money for the expenses, we're, you know, really you know, the actual items themselves are the big items, the you know, the survival items, the hurricane relief supplies are big items. So
it's not just the monetary, the money, because the reality is down there, Jimbo, if I'm correct, it's not like they're going to go 2 or 3 days without groceries. It could be months.
Yeah. So, right, exactly. So Jimbo, as I'm listening to this, if people outside the Jacksonville area donate to SWAT Radio, we can go buy some of those items you need to take down there, right? But if they're in Jacksonville, can you tell us real quick where the drop-off locations are and what specific items you want people to bring?
Right now, I mean, there's several. I would encourage people to check out my personal website or the Adventures in God's Creation, not website, but Facebook pages. But Seawalk Hotel will be a permanent drop spot, and it's on the corner of First and First and Jack's Beach, across the street from the ocean, in between City Hall and the ocean. So that will be a location, and then we have a number of mobile drop spots that will be driving these U-Hauls and things down to some airports further south.
Well, we got about 30 seconds, Jimbo. What are the most needed items right now that they can drop off?
Tarps, water, non-perishable food, stuff they don't have to cook, flashlights, inverters, mosquito netting, mosquito spray, living in an outside harsh environment.
Batteries, probably.
Yeah. Batteries, absolutely.
Okay. Well,
absolutely.
Thank you, Jimbo. Hey,
really,
if you want to,
thank you.
If you want to donate, go to SWATradio.com, put Hurricane Dorian, and we'll get that to Jimbo. Again, his website is adventuresingodscreation.org.
Jimbo, go to his Facebook page also.
Go to his Facebook page also. Yep.
Jimbo, good to have you, brother. We're praying
God
for you.
God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Glad you joined us at SWAT Radio. We'll be back tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on Past Shows, where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Fulton.